You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park. I'll be right back after these PSAs.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods. And if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
All right, you're listening to On the Tube with Mal Shah. The DJ announcement on the website is not quite accurate yet, but it will soon be fixed. I'm going to be playing mostly alternative stuff, a smattering of Britpop, and some early punk stuff every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Without further ado, here's Going Underground by The Jam.
Might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see the point. Things happening here today, a show of strength with your boys brigade. And I'm so happy and you're so kind. You want more money, of course I don't mind. My nuclear test was for Tommy Wines, and the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. Pleasure to hate me, I've been enough already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me, I'm too busy dodging between the facts. You see, here's what you get, you've made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust, and their lies will shut down and their promises rust. You'll see killing machines with paper rockets and guns, and the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Right, that was Going Underground by The Jam. Paul Weller, their frontman, went on to have a pretty successful solo career throughout the 90s, which is also pretty good. But I thought this was a particularly appropriate first choice for this show, given that the show On the Tube is also, you know, we refer to the Tube as the underground back in England, and I'm going to be playing, like I said, a lot of Britpop and things like that. And this album in particular was a real landmark in kind of British rock and punk. Next up, we have the Stone Roses with Waterfall.
Today's the day she swore.
when the Stone Roses started up, they said they wanted to be the best band in the world. And I don't know if they succeeded. I'll leave that to you to decide. But that song was pretty good. Next up, we're going to be launching forward into the 90s for the next couple tracks. We have L7 and then The Breeders.
We'll be right back.
That was Pretend We're Dead by L7 and Divine Hammer by The Breeders. The Breeders were an offshoot, well, not an offshoot, but Kim Deal was the bassist for The Pixies, and following some tensions with the frontman there, she ended up exploring what is, I think, one of the most fun sounds from that period of the early 90s on her own with her band The Breeders. With her twin sister, incidentally. Next up, we have a celebration of college radio itself, Left of the Dial by The Replacements. We'll be right back.
bridge falls apart. He spoke of latent causes, sterile gauzes, and the bedside morale. He traipsed around the table talking sentences so incomplete.
You just heard Grounded by Pavement off of their 1995 album Wowie Zowie, and then Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies, who I already mentioned in connection with the Breeders earlier. That's off of Doolittle. Next up, we have a few different things, actually. We're going to have a song by The Flaming Lips from their 1993 album Transmissions from the Satellite Heart, but then we're going to be jumping forward to a more recent thing by the Beths, who are a band from New Zealand, I believe, before jumping back to England. So enjoy.
Enjoy. breakfast. She'll make you toast, but she don't use butter. She don't use cheese. She don't use jelly.
Tangerines.
And that was The Beths with When You Know You Know from their 2022 album, Expert in a Dying Field. And before that, you heard She Don't Use Jelly by The Flaming Lips. Next up, we have a classic of Britpop, Pulp, with Misshapes.
Misshapes, mistakes, misfits, raised on a diet of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you, and we don't do the things you do, but we live around here too. Oh, really? Misshapes, mistakes, misfits, we like to go to town, but we can't risk it. Oh, 'cause they just wanna keep us out. You could end up with a smack in the mouth just for standing out now, really. Brothers, sisters, can't you see? The future's owned by you and me. They won't be fighting in the streets. They think they've got us beat, but revenge is gonna be so sweet. We're making a move, we're making it now. We're coming out of the sideline. Just put your hands up, it's under. Oh, what's the point in being rich if you can't think what to do with it, 'cause you're so bleeding thick. We'll be right back.
right. You just heard Misshapes by Pulp off of their album Different Class from 1995, followed by The Hardest Walk by the Jesus and Mary Chain, who were notorious for the violence of their concerts. They'd last about 20 minutes, and they were an absolute riot. This is not only according to Wikipedia, but a bloke I met at a vinyl sale once. Their frontman, Jim Reed, who formed the band with his brother, was an absolute menace in interviews, saying whatever he could to rile the interviewer up, more or less. The band itself, of course, like, predates a lot of shoegaze and things. You can hear some of the DNA that's going to turn into that, even off of the track I just played. Yeah, all around an interesting group of folks. Next up, we have Veruca Salt with Shutterbug, and followed by Annie by Elastica.
It's freezing in Bristol. There's love on the telly. A girl grinning at me. She's doing the shimmy.
Dream.
All right, you just heard Shutterbug by Veruca Salt and Annie by Elastica off of their self-titled album. Next up, as we approach the end of the show, you're going to hear two tracks that are a little calmer than what you just heard. One is Gardenhead by Neutral Milk Hotel off of their first album on Avery Island, followed by Milk Cow Blues by The Kinks.
Ride roller coaster.
All right, and to wrap up the show for today, we're going to be listening to a song whose album art was inspired by the song you just heard. This is my very favorite band of all time. You're going to be listening to Dig Me Out by Sleater-Kinney.